Intergalactic Lovers auf Lux FM mit Delay. Das ist ein Stückchen aus dem Debütalbum Greetings and Salutations, das wir seit dem Erscheinen dieses Albums auch gerne abspielen. Immer noch ein schönes Stück Musik, und das habe ich auch gerade Martin und Lara verraten, die schon bei mir im Studio stehen. Hello and welcome.
Hello. Hey,
hello.
It's like meeting family members again, right?
I know.
It's like our third or fourth time together. The last time you were here was in May 2014.
Yes, it was.
That was like 2 months after your album Little Heavy Burdens came out.
Very good.
So you've had some time to tour with that album. How's that album been? How have people treated you touring this
LP?
Well,
we're very proud to say that our record went gold in Belgium again. So we're very proud of that. And touring has been very, very intense, but very, very nice. I think we enjoy being able to play even more places now with the second record. So we cannot complain.
No, and then you seem to be in love with touring, because you seem to grab every possibility that you have to just jump in the van and go on tour again, right?
Well, we could even do much more touring than this, but we have to back off some proposals, because otherwise it becomes totally impossible.
So with a record that's been out for 1.5 years, have you actually started thinking about new music again? Have you probably recorded some demos already? What are the plans for new music?
Well, for example, tonight we will play a new song as well, which is not on an album yet, but I guess it will be on the next one.
Yes.
And so in between the concerts in our rehearsal room, which got an upgrade, we are like working on music.
Cool.
And writing, but it takes its time.
Yeah.
We need quite a lot of time to prepare stuff. And I guess right now we will only be able to do it again in October, something like that. There's really like a lot of concerts in all summer.
And it sounds like a plan, and especially the road testing part is a good idea, I guess.
Yeah.
Because if you have a new song and you play it on concerts and there's no reaction at all, you might want to think about the fact, you might want to think about putting that song on the next album. But maybe you'll try something out and you go like, oh, well, this is one of the okay songs for the next album. And then people freak out and you realize, oh, no, we have to put this out as a single or something.
Yeah, so I think you get more confident the more you play a song.
Yeah.
So it's also good like to feel, is it working? Is it work? Can we add something more? So that, for sure, you're absolutely right. It's good to use the stages we have to see what we're going to do next.
And you're still, but and that's something that I really liked about you always, is the fact that you're a democratic band, right? You're discussing over every aspect.
Every aspect
of the record and everything around. So that takes a little time too, right?
It does. Look at any other government or thing that has a democracy. It takes a while.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but it's cool though, because you could be faster without the democratic approach.
Yes.
But then you'd hate each other, maybe.
Yeah.
You go like, oh, Laura pushed us to use that song and I don't even like it, or something like that. Or Martin's guitar solo is totally unnecessary.
And to avoid this, we go
but
to...
You got, no.
Yeah.
So, and do you have plans for your partners in crime? Because you've worked with Thomas Hausem, I think is his name, for 2 albums as a producer.
Yes.
Is he going to be on board again? Is he in the circle of trust?
Well, that's too early to say right now. We're still like working on writing new songs, and we still have to figure that out.
Yeah. And if Rick Rubin calls, you'd probably say, I'm sorry, Thomas, it was a good time. We've made 2 brilliant albums, but you're out.
I don't think it's like Martin said, it's good. And as you see, well, I personally think there's an evolution in record one and record two. And I think it's going to see if we finish writing in a year, how do we feel? Who do we want to work with? What's the vibe in the band at that time? So I'm not thinking about that too much.
Yeah.
I'm just really, I think we're all just focusing on getting what's stuck in our heads translated onto paper and into guitar things. So I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I mean, and there's no writer's block happening, which was the fact between the first and the second album, right?
Yes, this is good.
Yeah,
I'm very happy.
Really good. That's really good.
Knock on wood.
And that's a result of having figured out how to work with the writer's block. Because I think that's something that we talked about last time, that you figured out.
I think I'm not as stressed now, or I don't get so scared if it doesn't come out right away, because it's going to pop out eventually. So.
I don't know. Torres was here a few days ago. Mackenzie Scott from Brooklyn. Her mm-hmm. band is called Torres, or her project, and she had a writer's block too. And she just told me basically the same that you told me. You have to keep on writing and writing and writing. And if there's shit coming out, don't worry, because that's part of the whole thing, right?
It is.
To
it
produce
is.
Shit in between.
Yeah, you have
there's,
to.
There's never been a band that's been writing good songs and nothing else. They all had shitty songs which didn't appear on the records, but you know what I'm saying.
For sure, for
cool.
sure.
Let's listen to a brilliant song of yours now.
Thank you.
Die Intergalactic Lovers nochmal mit Islands. Wir hören auch gleich noch eine kleine Live-Performance und werden Tickets verlosen für ihre Show heute Abend im Magneten, die Intergalactic Lovers. Yes, die Intergalactic Lovers, nochmal mit Islands auf Flux FM, ein Stück vom aktuelleren Album Little Heavy Burdens, das erschienen ist im Februar 2014. Wir haben gerade schon ein bisschen gequatscht mit Martin und Lara darüber, auch dass an den ersten Songs fürs neue Album schon geschraubt und gewerkelt wird. Wann man genau ins Studio geht, ist noch nicht klar, wahrscheinlich so im Herbst 2015. So you're touring for the rest of the summer. You have some festival gigs in Germany as well, maybe?
Yeah, we do. But I'm actually the worst person in the world to ask where. I think we're doing a pool.
Here's a guy.
Oh,
I'm the guy. I have to... Wait, we're playing in Lüneburg Lunatic Festival.
Okay.
And then there's here Homberg Musikschutzgebiet Festival. The Münster UI Fest.
Oh, that's cool.
And alles and all the festivals that are later, I have no idea.
Yeah, but
they're not on the card yet. This is only for this tour.
It's a tour pass. That's nice. Yeah, but it's
but
a cool
they can
thing.
Check everything out on the website or the Facebook. It's, it's filled with information that you want or you don't want to know.
Intergalactic Lovers. BE, is it? BE, actually?
It's dot com.
It's dot com.
We're going international there.
Yes.
I
Let's
think
go
so.
For a worldwide career. I mean, you've been to South by Southwest and stuff, so...
Who knows?
Yeah. Mm. I think with album number 3, it's time to conquer the rest of the world.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, we'll try our best to help you with that.
You've already done very much, thanks.
So you're going to play us a song live before we give away some tickets. Which song are we going to be listening to?
We're going to play Northern Road.
Okay, so wir hören hier nochmal eine Performance... Von den Intergalactic Lovers, Lara und Martin sind im Studio und wir hören ihr Stückchen Northern Road nochmal in der Live-Version.
We're starting fire.
applause once again for the Intergalactic Lovers. Thank you so much for visiting and playing that song live.
Thank you for having us again.
I mean, yeah, you're always invited. You know that. You even as private
okay,
persons.
Okay, we'll stay here forever.
Yeah, you can just after the show, you just come back tonight. We'll hang around here and then you'll miss the rest of the tour. But I mean, come on. First things first, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Wer heute Abend in Magnet gehen möchte und die Band in voller Formationsstärke erleben möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. So Brandon and Raph, they're already at the venue?
I think Brandon went to see the museum, went to see a museum, and Raph, he actually flew over from Belgium today.
Oh.
So he's taking a power nap.
Oh.
So he can get ready for tonight.
The pop star of the band is flying in.
No, but because he flew yesterday, yeah. He flew from Germany to Belgium because he had a meeting.
Oh.
And then now he's flying back. So poor guy, I think he's going to be knackered actually.
Okay.
He's going to be great. Yeah. He's going to have his little disco nap and then it's going to be fun.
Yeah, nice. Good to hear. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. Send us some new material as soon as it's finished. And
promise.
Visit us again if you want. Even if you're not playing a concert, if you're visiting Berlin, you know where we are.
Be careful what you wish
no,
for.
No, we're opening the door for you. We'll let you in. Okay. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Neue Musik auf Flux FM. Handverlesen und für gut gefunden.
So, und hier im direkten Anschluss neue Musik von den Chemical Brothers featuring Q-Tip.
My finger is on the button. My finger is on the button. Galvanize. It sounds like that a little bit. The Chemical Brothers featuring...